All right, back with you at Golden One Center. Grant Napier and Doug Christie, Levi Damian. He's the editor-in-chief for Silver and Black Pride. And thanks very much for coming on. We just saw the worst-case scenario with the Raiders. I know that the Raider Nation right now is doom and gloom for obvious reasons. Give me your thoughts on this whole scenario with Derek Carr.
Well, I think worst-case scenario is just it. I mean, when you think about players that this team can afford to lose, he's, of course, obviously the one player that you would think they can't afford to lose. He's made the comeback wins all season. They have 12 wins because of him. I would say they've had 7 comeback wins from down to touchdown, and he's had a big part in that. So his loss is significant, obviously.
Levi, how much confidence do the players, I guess the coaching staff and the players are two separate different things, so you could speak to both of them. How much do they have in Matt McGloin?
Well, it's hard to say because, you know, they're going to say, of course, that they have confidence in him because they have no choice at this point. So that's kind of the situation they're in. They have to put their eggs in that basket. I will say that they know that McGloin has the utmost confidence in his own abilities.
Okay.
Whether or not that, I mean, you look at one of the things they like about Derek Carr is his confidence, the way that he's kind of fearless, and Matt McGloin fits in that same mold. So
okay,
he fits pretty well there.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. It would go a long way of helping the confidence in the locker room if he goes out and plays well in Denver before the playoffs. I mean, God, if he goes out and stinks it up in Denver, I would say there'd be no confidence in him. So would you agree that, you know, even though it's a game, and let's face it, it's an important game for the Raiders because they would dearly love to get the number 2 seed and get a bye, it could go a long way in determining the confidence. Don't you think this is he's got to play well to earn the respect? I don't want to say respect, but confidence from his teammates?
Absolutely, especially when you consider, you know, you're going to Denver and you're facing a team that's been knocked out of the playoffs and has looked truly bad, like truly terrible. They've lost 3 games in a row, maybe 5 out of the last 6 or something. And if you can't go out and beat, even in Denver, if you can't go out and take care of a team like the Broncos, then it'd be hard pressed to expect him to do a whole lot in the playoffs. Again, you know, against obviously playoff teams. Even if they, you know, they'd be heading, most likely if they were to lose to Broncos, they'd be heading to Houston to face the Texans. So in that situation, you have a quarterback who's facing his old ball coach from Penn State. So you have that kind of that familiarity, which is always a dangerous thing. And then you have the situation where the Texans have an extremely talented secondary, and they can force him out of any comfort zone he may have when they go there and make it very difficult on him.
Tell me what throws McGloin is going to have the most problem with. Is it going to be the deep ball? Is it going to be the short dick and dunks? Because you know that teams are going to probably make him prove that he can throw the football.
Well, yeah, it's going to be the longer throws. He doesn't have near the arm talent that Derek Carr has. That's the thing about Matt McGloin is he's got it from a mental side. He's got from a heart perspective. He's got good instincts. He's a gritty, hard-nosed type of player. I compare him a lot to Ryan Fitzpatrick, whether that's good or bad, because sometimes you get a really good game out of Ryan Fitzpatrick, and then you get these games where he throws a lot of interceptions. He's just that type of player, that gunslinger mentality, a guy who maximizes his abilities. He's great at the short throws, and he can fit it in some pretty tight windows from time to time. If you look at what he did last week when he came in, that throw that he made that Amari Cooper went up and got, that's his kind of thing. He's like, he doesn't have to throw it very far, but he can put it where he needs it to be in a short distance.
So, Eli, when you say arm talent compared to Derek Carr, obviously, do you mean the fact that how far he's throwing it or how accurate he's throwing it?
I mean mostly how far, the arm strength, mostly. I mean, and what comes with that, obviously, is Derek Carr throws a very pretty ball. Because he has such arm talent, such arm strength, he can get away with not – completely setting his feet sometimes and stepping into a throws. He can flick a lot of balls. that will go a good distance and be accurate and be good throws. Matt McGloin
gotcha, Levi.
Has to make those throws, planting his feet and whatnot.
Levi Damian joining us here on the Grant Napier Show with Doug Christie. What was the situation with Crabtree, and are there any other injuries right now that the nation should be concerned with?
Not that I would say that there's any other ones. I think Crabtree is the only one who's been nursing this finger injury that he got in the Panthers game.
Right.
It's a similar injury to what Carr had, a dislocation, and it's just been kind of giving him problems. You'll notice in every game, and I think just about every game, he'll drop that first pass, and it's always like, how do you drop that? It's just too easy.
Sure.
He'll miss those easy catches, and he'll make the tough ones.
Well, thanks very much for the update, Levi. We really appreciate it. The Raiders getting ready to go to Denver, and again, we do appreciate you taking the time to call the show.
Absolutely. No problem, guys.